Good afternoon, friends. This is Doug Fletcher, and I am sharing with you this week an excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business. This week's excerpt is from Chapter 19, The Art of Keeping in Touch, Finding Opportunities to Be Thoughtful and Helpful. Wayne Baker is a sociologist at the University of Michigan and a leading scholar on the study of professional ecosystems. According to Baker, if we create networks with the sole intention of getting something, we won't succeed. We can't pursue the benefits of networks. The benefits ensue from investments in meaningful activities and relationships. In 2011, Fortune magazine recognized Adam Rifkin as the most connected business person in the United States. In a study of LinkedIn connections to the 640 most influential business people, the research found that Rifkin was more connected to the business elite than any other person. When asked about his approach to building his ecosystem, Rifkin offered this: "My network developed little by little, in fact, a little every day through small gestures and acts of kindness over the course of many years, with a desire to make better the lives of the people I'm connected to. If you think back on the people in your life you trust most, I bet you have known many of these individuals for years, perhaps decades. Trusting relationships are not built overnight, but they can begin on day one. Trust begins when we show others that we care, are interested in them, and want to be helpful. And when we find common interest, we have a natural avenue to discuss things that matter to us. Small talk allows us to check in with others, to inquire about their lives. And over time, this kernel of trust begins to grow, like a many-layered coat woven one thread at a time." In section 3, we explored the importance of building our professional ecosystem, the 200 most important people in our professional lives. We learned that our network of trusted colleagues will influence our careers. We discovered that when trust and respect are present, we open up the pathways of repeat business, referrals, and inquiries. And when these pathways begin to flow freely, we aren't forced to practice cold calling, which we don't like to do and isn't very effective for most of us anyway. When we make a consistent habit of showing others in our ecosystem that we care about them, we earn trust. And over time, the trust becomes a powerful currency, more valuable than money or gold. With trust, we can accomplish incredible things together. Without it, all things grind to a halt. The upside is so great that it's a wonder these empathetic gestures aren't practiced more commonly. In practicing these acts, we stand out in a world where trust is often hard to find. Finding opportunities to be thoughtful and helpful. What then do we do to demonstrate to others that we care? Here are some thoughtful gestures I've observed in which meaningful and successful rainmakers keep in touch with others to show they care. Recognize others' success. Provide helpful news and information. Offer introductions and referrals. Ask for advice and guidance. Follow up to inquire about an issue. Remember important dates. Give small gifts. Show gratitude toward others. Let's take a closer look at each of these to see how they work and why they're so effective. Well, there you are, friends. That is this week's excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business. I hope you guys are all doing well. I appreciate your time and interest, and thanks for listening to me, and have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.